Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you you can take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. We're talking with our friends from the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, and joining us today is Ashley Wenzel. She is the Director of Economic Mobility. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, boy, what a title that is. How are you?
It is quite the title. Good. How are you, Brian?
It's I'm nice doing to be well. Back. Yeah. So how long have you been with the United Way?
So I've been officially as a staff with United Way just about 2 months. I've partnered with them and done a lot of stuff with them in the community with other things that we've been working on, but officially just 2 months as a staff.
Yeah, you've been with other nonprofits and things of that nature here in our community, right?
Yes, I was previously the executive director at Renewed Life Ministries, which is a men's recovery center in the mm-hmm. area. And I love that work. This transition just made a lot of sense. And Tim Anderson is actually the new executive director there, and he's great. I still stay in contact with him quite a bit, and he's a perfect man for the job. So I loved the work, but this made sense.
Well, you may have to tell him to get in touch with us so we can spread the word about what's going on there as well.
I will definitely do that. I know they got affected by some of the storm yesterday quite a bit.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we've been praying for them.
Yeah, it's that storm stuff was something else. It kind of touched everybody in some way, it seems, across the county.
Absolutely.
So what does the Director of Economic Mobility do?
A lot of people ask me that. And basically what that means is that I just oversee all of our financial stability programs. My strongest background is in community mental health, and so I've worked, like I said, with United Way as a partner prior to coming on as a staff, and I'm just really excited about the different things that we have going on. And so I oversee, like I said, all of our financial stability programs. One of those includes our VITA program, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, which is an IRS-certified program that we provide free and basic income tax preparation and filing. We had a great year this year, actually. It's pretty impressive and incredible. A small group of volunteers, with just a small group of volunteers, we submitted 1,634 returns, wow. Which was a savings for folks in our community of about over $500,000.
VITA has really become a vital component here in our county that really just it keeps money in the pockets of those who really need to keep as much money there as possible, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And it's growing. And so we're already in our planning phases, even though we just ended the tax season. We're already planning for next year. So, and we're stretching, as you know, to several counties in the area. So,
yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that too. There's a lot to catch up with you about. But VITA has been going so strong here, it's almost like now it must be a year-round deal. I mean, almost between the planning and then launching and all of that.
Absolutely. And that's what people don't really realize is all the back-end planning. And of course, now, you know, we're wrapping up and reporting and conferencing and building our plan. And so we have staff all year that's just planning for VITA for the next season.
Keeping very busy with all of that, right?
Very busy. And that's just one of our programs.
Yeah. Didn't you mention Launch Point?
Yes. So Launch Point is a financial empowerment program that helps participants and families increase savings, improve credit, purchase things like home, car. They have a Launch Point coach, which is a case manager, which is one of our staff. And then we have a partner agency that does some financial coaching with them that they receive for free. Helps them manage things like paying off debt, increasing earning potential, and things like that. And that's typically serving our families that are kind of in those ALICE scores, you know, the asset limited, not quite poverty. They're above the poverty, but not quite sustaining.
And so those are folks who have jobs, work hard. They're just not at a pay level, I guess, that keep up with especially with what the prices that we're hearing about nowadays.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's actually one of my most exciting projects that I'm working on. And one of the primary things that I came on board for was working towards opening a financial empowerment center here in Murfreesboro.
Oh, great.
Yes, which is really exciting. There's already 112 cities in the United States that have a financial empowerment center. And so Murfreesboro and our community is definitely one of those communities that needs something like that. Which what's really cool about that is there is no income criteria for that. We can serve all families and individuals. And so this center would be kind of a hub for people to come. And folks that do qualify for something like LaunchPoint could go to the LaunchPoint program. But those that are over the ALICE thresholds could still get that that financial stability coaching and all the things that we do now for LaunchPoint for anybody. And I know I just shared.
That's a big leap.
That's a big leap, and it's a big deal. And I just spoke at a commissioner board meeting the other day, and we shared some statistics with them about in our county, the last census, about only 54% of our county has a savings of a 1 month, which means there's about half of our community that's 1 month away from crisis, homelessness. It's pretty scary. So that's why things like a financial empowerment center are pretty important.
Now, would a financial empowerment center be, you know, a physical location, or how would that work?
So we are looking for a physical location. We've thought about even partnering with some of the workforce development folks, because there's a direct correlation between the folks that are in this population and the job shortage. And so, and one of those things are things like the benefit gap, where people always look at it as, well, why doesn't this person just get a better job? But for some of those families or single moms, getting a better job means that even just making $50 more a month, you lose $800 in resources and services. And so those are things that people don't always understand. And so what the financial empowerment coaches do is help navigate those gaps and how to increase your funding, save, and still be able to get the resources that you, without losing those resources, and kind of navigate that situation.
You know, maybe it's helping them find insurance with a job that pays more than, you know, to kind of keep that income going up without that the benefits being an issue.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. And so I always say that no sustained change can happen. There's no sustained change without sustained relationships. And so people really need that direct coaching, whether it be case management or the financial coaching piece. They just need someone to help them navigate these things. I mean, it's a lot of different things that people, most people don't think about when it comes to that. Which, what's really nice is, like I said, working with local government, gaining some interest there, because it is so important for our community. I think that's what highlights something like a financial empowerment center. It is government led. So it would be the local government. It has to be a local government combined with a partner agency like United Way. What I think is so meaningful for that is we report outcomes directly to our city and county. You know, these are the funding, these are the dollars, these are the struggles that our folks are having, and we report all the impact right back to them. How many people were keeping in their housing? How many people were getting in to better job placement? How we're closing the gap for, you know, labor shortage, things like that.
We have Ashley Winsell joining us today, Director of Economic Mobility with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. And you did mention earlier, we've added more counties. I know we're talking about maybe a new name and stuff down the road and all that kind of thing. But how would your role and the impacts that with the programs you were just mentioning, I'm assuming that they would be afforded to all of our neighboring counties that are part of our United Way now?
Yes, yes. That's a big talk at our office is how we're going to navigate all this. I'm very confident in it. You know, Kristen Swan is now our new CEO and president. Very confident in her. But that's something we've been talking about with our board and with our staff, is how we're going to do this. And obviously, it's going to require more staffing and more things. With the FEC itself, there is a county component. And so some of the FECs, I work very closely with one that's in Jackson, Mississippi, and they have a central location that's in Jackson, but then they have kind of satellite offices in the counties that they also support.
Well, that makes sense. So, and so, I mean, there's going to be a lot of growth with this.
There's going to be a lot of growth with this, but it's exciting and it's well needed. A lot of people ask me, too, why, you know, because they've seen me in the mental health substance abuse field primarily for the past 5 years that I've been here in the Tennessee area. But what I've just recognized, too, being an executive director or working with other nonprofits, is that there's a huge gap for folks, and it falls in that financial stability area. And until we can really get to their, you know, psychological needs, we need to be getting to those physiological needs. And so it's just been really cool to be part of a systemic change, which is, like I said, which makes United Way more of a fit for me. So I'm excited. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Sounds like great things are ahead.
Yes.
We've got another couple of minutes here. Anything else that you'd like to pass along? I know you brought some notes this morning, so we'll make sure we touch on everything.
Lots of notes. Yeah, I think I've covered it as far as everything that I had planned on is talking about the FEC and all the financial stability things. I think as we talked about when we first started this morning about the storms and how many families are impacted by the storms here in our communities. United Way, we did just post on our Facebook and our website. If people are looking for ways to support, go ahead and go to either Facebook or on our website, United Way, Cannon County, and Rutherford and Cannon County, and find ways that they can support folks that were affected by the storms last night. And then also, I always encourage people just to look into our early education programs, the Dolly program, the reading program.
Oh, yeah.
Get your little ones signed up for that. It's free books from the age birth to age 5. And we also have, I think a lot of people don't understand that we not only do we provide books, we have a lot of resources, programs, activities. I know that we have Rachel Hagler. She's in our early childhood and education with us at United Way. She does some really great programs where she just teaches parents things that are new and not a lot of people know about reading and the importance of that engagement with kids. So I also encourage people to check that out.
And your local UW.org is where you can get links to everything that we've talked about this morning, navigate around. There are even links to the Facebook page, but the volunteer page is right there. So anything you need is at your local UW.org. And Ashley, we look forward to talking with you many times down the road here, and congrats on the new job.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely. Ashley Wenzel joining us today, the Director of Economic Mobility with the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, and that's going to wrap up our program. If you came in just a bit late and wanted to hear more of what Ashley had to say earlier, check the podcast. It's at WGNSradio.com. Just look for Rutherford Issues or wherever you listen to audio, and also on YouTube, Facebook, and X with our Big G TV channel. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. See you back here next time.